Okay, so we've got the tent pitched, the fire's going. Oh, it's perfect, isn't it? Yeah, I know the tarp was a little bit fiddly, but look at it now. It's cozy, and we did it together. You know, it's like divine union energy, you know, it's aligned. It's actually exactly what my oracle cards were showing this morning. So the Two of Cups literally jumped out at me. And that's all about like divine partnerships and soul connections, which is cool, right? And I've been thinking about this all week. Like, honestly, being here, being away from the noise, you know, like the societal gunk, like this right here. Like what you're hearing. This is exactly what I need right now. What we need, really. Like, I did a whole spread before we left, okay? The moon came up as like the central energy alongside the Empress and the Ace of Cups, which is like so fitting because it's like mystery, intuition, you know, and like that shadowy inner work that I was talking about. But that's like combined with like pure creative potential, you know? I even brought my moonstone and rose quartz to like amplify those like nurturing frequencies. And also, you know what's cool? And sorry, I don't mean to go on about this, but like we're in the waxing moon phase right now, which is all about like growth and manifestation. You know what's weird though? When I've been doing these whole like tarot spreads, and when I was doing one about my path last night, the tower came up. And I was freaked out at first, but then the Ten of Cups appeared, you know, right after. And that's all about emotional fulfillment and deep joy and following your heart's calling. And sometimes I wonder, okay, but like, sometimes I wonder if like university is really what the universe actually wants for me. Like I'm supposed to be working on this urban decay project with my photography, but lately all I want to photograph is life, you know? I don't want to photograph decay. I want to find growing things, you know? Like, I caught myself taking pictures of this beautiful pregnant woman doing yoga in the park the other day. The light was just perfect. It's like she was meeting it together. It was this pure, like, divine feminine energy, just really, like, manifesting, you know? It was so cool. And everyone at uni is just so focused on technique and theory, and they're missing. I don't know, no one talks about like the soul of the image, you know? Like the real core energy. Even my tutor was saying that my recent work feels disconnected. But like, she doesn't know me, you know? She doesn't know. Like, my root chakra's been blocked, and maybe I'm not meant for like fluorescent lights and deadlines and all of this stuff that everyone seems so into. Like, maybe I'm meant for something more primal, you know? Ugh. Like, remember Sarah's baby shower last week? Everyone from the foundation year was there, and, you know, we heard them whispering about how she's throwing her life away, but I don't know. Like, she looked so complete, you know? And, like, when I looked at her in those. Like, she was exactly where she was meant to be. That was just the energy she was giving off, the way she was glowing. And that's not just hormones, though. Like, that's like real spiritual alignment. That's like the most pure divine feminine energy. And being out here, you know, in nature, like, everything just feels clearer. You know, it really feels like the universe is trying to tell me something now about my true path, about what I'm really meant to create. And And I'm really glad that you're here with me for this. The Divine Feminine. No, it's not just for women. It's in everything. It's about embracing receptiveness and creativity and flow, you know, feelings. And this beautiful forest that we're in, this is absolutely pulsing with it. Like, can't you feel it? There's a vibration in the air. It's not just the wind. It's like life force energy. No, I know it can sound a bit like, you know, woo-woo, whatever, but when you connect with it, you really feel it, and I'm really feeling it here. I've been really feeling it the last few days, and even before that, too. Look, I was thinking maybe we could really ground ourselves out here. I mean, like physically. Barefoot, you know? Embracing, like, skin on earth. You know, skin on... Well, you know what I mean. I just think it's important, you know? The ancient priestesses knew that direct contact with the earth was sacred. It's about, like, completing the circuit, you know? And, yeah, I knew you'd get it. So that's why I wanted you here with me, you know? You're so good at grounding me, and, like, I float off into the astral plane half the time, but you keep me tethered to this reality, and I kind of love that about you. Well, yeah, that too, I mean. Okay, let's do this. The woods are calling, our camp is all ready. Let's walk into it. Let's go. Let's, like, say yes to this invitation, which is just yelling at us right now. Like, would that be okay? Okay, cool. If you take my hand, let's walk. Oh, it's beautiful already. Just look at it. There's this real ancientness in these woods. This real growth, this real welcoming. It's so still too, and it's not just quiet, it's like the earth is holding its breath. Oh, look, there's a clearing up ahead. That's where we should do it. No, I meant the grounding thing. Okay, so let's just go into this clearing here. Yeah, this is pretty cool. Okay, let's start here, and we'll maybe see where the energy takes us. Yeah, it's nice here. You know, it's funny. Everyone in my course keeps saying that photography is about capturing moments, but I think that's wrong. Like, when I shoot, it's not about capturing. Like, that feels just so... I don't know, there's something so cruel about that. Like, it's more about channeling. It's inviting the spirit of this moment, which is engaging with me, to speak through the lens, or maybe something more. You know, maybe it's like birthing this energy into the world. And you know, like we were talking about this, like I've always been connected to the creative arts, but photography just feels different. It's like sacred seeing, you know? My mum's convinced I'll grow out of it and end up running to some corporate gallery in New York or something, which is typical her, right? And Dad doesn't care as long as I'm happy, or at least pretending to be. And they've always been a bit hands-off, but, you know, at least they're paying for Falmouth and that little flat with the sea view, and if that's their love language and that's the energy that feels right for them to transmit, then that's okay. But, like, I don't want to spend my life behind a desk or chasing money, you know? Like, ugh, money's yucky, and the thought of it makes my root chakra close up completely, and that's why I started exploring this, you know, exploring my larger self, exploring these invitations. And I know that I've fallen pretty hard into like tarot and astrology and moon rituals recently, but there's an underlying song here, and it's about tuning into my authentic self, not this version of me that they want to send to some sort of corporate finishing school. I mean, the real me. And this stuff works too. Like, okay, here's something wild. Remember when I told you that I did that full moon fertility ritual last month? You know, the one with the yang ylang oil and the rose petals in the bath. Okay, we'll get this. The numerology for today, perfect alignment for creation energy. And 6 is the number of love and harmony. And guess what today's day adds up to? Plus, Venus is in Taurus right now. And that's literally the most fertile placement possible. And then I pulled the Empress this morning. The Empress, babe. Like, that's not a coincidence. And I've been feeling this pull. Like, maybe now is the time to, you know, expand and start a new chapter and let something grow. And I mean, well, think about it. This place that we're in right now, this moment together, doesn't it feel sacred? Like the forest itself is holding space for something bigger. Okay, I know it sounds crazy, but the stars, the cards, the cycles, they're all pointing to me now. And I know we haven't talked about this seriously, but what if the universe is really giving us a sign? Okay, let's just shake a bit, take some breaths. Like, I know I'm in this real space now of like sharing, but can breathe together for a moment. Okay. I'm not saying we need to like decide this right this second. I just feel like something wants to happen. Anyway, I'm rambling. Let's focus on grounding first, and maybe then we will kind of see what the forest has to say about all of this. Now, this clearing, it's perfect though. See the sunlight coming in through the trees? It's dappling everything like some sacred geometry made of light, and it feels alive, and it's like the forest is speaking, creating a mandala just for us. Okay, so I know that I'm already barefoot, but I really want to feel the earth. I really want to feel part of it and not have barriers, just pure connection, skin to soil, like the ancient ones did. And it's not like there's anyone around. I mean, it's just us and this place, and well, why not? So I'm gonna undress, okay? Can you take that? Thank you. That's off, and just slide this down too. Oh, there we go. There is something so incredible about just being your absolute base self in the forest. Every breeze touches every part of your body at once. Oh, why don't people do this all the time? I'll never understand it. Good, I'm glad you're joining me. It's nice, isn't it? So I've been reading a lot about primal energy lately. It's this idea that, like, before all the trappings of modern life, you know, the clothes and phones and expectations, we were all just vessels of pure spirit, flesh and breath and divine instinct, and reconnecting with that is supposed to be transformative, like stripping away all the noise and finding your soul essence. And, oh, that's lovely. All the moon rituals I do, they're kind of about this too. The full moon is just about release. It's about letting go of what doesn't serve you. And then the new moon, that's when you plant seeds of intention and you set your manifestations in motion. It's like a cycle. Like the breath. Like everything else, you know, birth, death, and renewal. And when you align yourself with those rhythms, it's like you're stepping into this universal flow. It's not me wanting to grow or create. It's this goddess energy moving through me. And that's what I'm feeling so connected to right now. My primal self, my sacred feminine. And just feel the sun on your skin right now. That breeze. The ground under your feet. It's like it's reminding you that you belong. That you're part of something so much bigger than just schedules and deadlines. When I do my moon rituals, I always try to picture the moonlight washing over me, cleansing my aura, but out here, it's the sunlight that's cleansing me, and it feels different. Warmer, like it's filling me up instead of washing me clean. And maybe that's what I needed all along. Not to release or start over, but to fill up with new life. I think this is why I wanted us to come out here. Not just for me to connect, but for us. To feel this together. To let down of the layers that we carry around, and maybe to see what happens when we do. Okay, you know, I've been thinking about what it means to create, not just art, but like life, like creation in its most raw, sacred form. And I'm not trying to hit you with like a sacred womb priestess manifesto, but seriously, like, let's just say that, like, if we were to, you know, create something in this forest, create someone in this forest, it's not like it would be impossible. I mean, my parents would totally support me. They're always saying, "We just want you to be happy, darling," which is kind of their code for do whatever you want and we'll pay for it. But honestly, they've got the money. They'd probably love to throw it at something that makes them feel important, like, "Oh, our daughter's having a baby. Let's fund her perfect little cottage in Cornwall." You know how they are. But it's not just about that. It's about alignment. Like, I've been doing so much inner work lately. You've seen me do it. My journaling, my pulling cards, tracking my cycle with the moon, and everything keeps pointing me to this being a time of abundance and growth. And it's like the universe has been saying to me, "You're ready, Cloud. Step into your power as a creator." And let's be real, it's not like I'm planning to do this alone, hypothetically. Plus, you know, think about it. Like, with everything I've learned, I would totally nail the whole spiritual pregnancy vibe. You know? Chanting mantras to the moon and using different crystals for each trimester and sensing the baby's aura before they're even born. I'd probably turn it into some artsy photo series about divine creation and make that my final project. Who am I kidding? I wouldn't make it a project. If I actually got pregnant, I'd drop out of uni faster than you could say sacred motherhood. I mean, think about it. What's a photography degree compared to, like, this? A chance to embody the great mother archetype. To be barefoot in the grass every day, connecting to something so much bigger than lectures and deadlines. I'd spend my mornings doing sunrise meditations, feeling every shift, every flutter. My afternoons would be crystal healing and connecting with the baby's energy, and my evenings, moonlit walks through fields. Doesn't that sound so much more real? And I know it sounds dramatic, but like, I don't want to just live life. I want to experience it as a sacred journey. And what could be more sacred than creating life? I don't care if it's cliche or whatever. There's something so pure about it. Unfiltered. Like the ultimate act of manifestation. I guess what I'm saying is, I think I've been waiting for a sign, and maybe this today, here with you, this is the sign. I mean, what's the point of connecting with all of this energy, this nature, this magic, if I don't let it guide me? I feel like my heart space is so open right now, and there's something that I'm so ready for. Okay, this spot here. Just us and all this nature. You and me, we are the only people in the world right now. And the way the sunlight filters through the trees just there. It's almost like the forest is winking at us and saying, yes, this is the spot. Yeah, I wanted to be here on the forest floor. Let me just arrange some stones. So I brought them with me. These need to be in a perfect circle. It's part of this really ancient practice. So the circle represents the womb and the four directions. So rose quartz for love in the east, moonstone for fertility in the south, green aventurin for abundance in the west, and clear quartz, for pure intention in the north. Okay, they're ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to connect with this divine offering, and I'm ready for the ultimate creative act. Gonna get down on all fours now. Oh, it feels so natural to have my hands on the earth. Oh, to be entirely naked. And I'm gonna raise my behind up to you, okay? I'm ready to be mated. Please. Would you mount me? Would you mount your animal in this forest? Mount me. Oh. 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 That's it. God, I feel you pushing your whole length in me. Oh fuck, I'm so wet, you're just sliding in. Take me. Oh, take me like the animal that I am. Oh, you're pulling. Oh. Yours. Oh, put up. Oh. Oh. Put a baby in me. Oh. Make me your breeding so. Fuck. Yes. Please. Fuck. I can feel your energy, your essence. Oh God, don't stop, Oh, harder, please go hard. I need to feel all of you. I want the forest to hear every bit. My pleasure. Oh, you feel so fucking good. The way you pound my womb feels amazing. Oh, fuck. This is better than I ever dreamed it could be. Fuck. Oh, breed me. Put a baby in me. Make me your breeding soul. Make me give up on school and art and oh, fuck. This is so perfect. Oh, it's like all the cards and signs pointed me towards right here to this exact spot. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love feeling my tits pressing against the earth. Fuck. Oh, it's on all fours for you. Oh, fuck. Stay inside me. Please don't stop. Pregnant. I bow to that which has the power to create and sustain life. Fuck me, hairy wet cunt. Oh, fuck, this feels so primal, like real primal, like I'm connecting with my ancient instincts, and it's so intoxicating. Oh, fuck. Oh, think of the cottage. Oh, fuck. Probably in Padstow. Fuck. Exactly what nature intended. You like holding my ass cheeks apart and just looking at my asshole as you fuck me, don't you? You've always liked staring at my asshole as you fuck me doggy style. This feels amazing. Like everything is exactly as it should be. The moss beneath my palms and knees and all of the natural vibrations are amplifying our connection, intensifying. Yeah, you can You can push your thumb inside my asshole. Oh fuck, you fell in my ass as you fuck me. Oh, my tits are all covered in dirt. Yeah, you're gonna come inside your animal. You're gonna breed me, yeah? You're gonna make me a mother. Mm-hmm. Of course. Please, please. Stay inside me. Stay inside me. Come here, cuddle me. Hold me. Just listen to the sky with me, listen to the forest with me. Oh, stay close, you're so warm, stay close. Oh God. You know, I was just thinking about how amazing it would be to come back here when I'm showing, like properly showing. 7 months along, maybe. All round and glowing and... do one of those, like, goddess photo shoots, you know? But not the cheesy kind of, like, the flowing fabrics and flower crowns, but, like, something kind of, like, real. Like, just me and this new life growing in the earth. Like, really, like, grounded. And I could be naked and, like, covered with, like, the same soil from this patch. The same soil... where I was fertilized. Oh. 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 Is it weird? I can almost feel it already. Like, something's different. Something has shifted in my energy. I mean... Oh God, you came so much. Oh God, I know it's probably just my imagination, but wouldn't it be beautiful if it wasn't? I know in my heart that we've made a soul here, under these trees. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh